Daryl Sanders calls himself a bug chauffeur. The LSU Ag Center scientist is trying to move as many Salvinia weevils as he can. He was near Houma working with crews from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to harvest and distribute weevils to combat the invasive aquatic plant giant Salvinia, which is clogging waterways across the state.
You have to transport the entire plant infested with weevils. That way you get the adult, the immature, and the egg all at one time.
The weevil eats only giant Salvinia. Sanders said the insect was first released in Louisiana in 2007, and since then has successfully controlled areas between Bayou Lafourche and the Mississippi River that were severely infested with the weed.
Now there's only remnant populations left, and that's what we want. That way, if any new giant Salvinia mature plants float in there, get blown in there, then the weevils are there to eat on them.
The weevils harvested from this pond were going to state agencies, parish governments, and corporate and private landowners who all plan to release them in infested waterways. Kevin Kuick drove to Houma from St. Francisville to pick up weevils. He planned to release them later that day on land he owns in Jeff Davis and Calcasieu parishes, where giant Salvinia has become a major problem.
It makes it very difficult for a number of reasons. One, the submerged aquatics don't grow as well. Two, you can't traverse the canals because those floton mats are just impossible for most motors to get through.
Salvinia has been a problem in the state for more than 10 years. Weevil releases are part of a broader control strategy. Alex Perrette with the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries.
This is just one part of what we're aiming towards, which is using every tool that we have in our toolbox. We use herbicide control, we use biological control with the weevils, and we use mechanical control with our drawdowns and our water level fluctuation.
Sanders plans to release a million more weevils from ponds in that area over the next 2 years. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.